This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian opposition candidate Svyatlana Tsiakhanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said in part, "I am ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader in this period with the goal of calming the situation and entering into a normal period." This as the pressure for President Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. The protests have been a constant after the August 9th election that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia says he believes he is not the only one in supporting the protesters.
I have a feeling that a lot of colleagues, they should share my statements, my position. But of course, they have fears. They do not want to be fired.
Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. EU leaders will hold an emergency video talk Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years. A European source said Michel decided to call the summit in view of the spike in tensions over the weekend. And ahead of Wednesday's call, Poland's deputy foreign minister said Monday European Union funds should be used to support Belarus. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration